Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joseph Gerassi, a very, very good morning to you, Executive Head of Red Hill School, and congratulations on amazing results.
Thank you, Howard, and thanks again for having us on Fi. We always enjoy being on your radio station and chatting to you. Yeah, we really, really are excited. We got, you know, outstanding results. Mm-hmm. These are probably, since we started the IB, which obviously takes quite a few of our kids out of the IEB, you know, rankings. These are our top IEB results since we take, you know, our IB has started. So we were really, really excited about that. And in particular, I mean, you might be seeing some of the news come out in our junior school and middle school about outstanding maths results that have been coming out in the mathematics competitions. And we were just waiting to see how it translated to our matrics this year. And I think these are the best maths results I've ever seen. 61% of our students got distinctions, and pretty much in the high 90s.
That's unbelievable.
So we're just really excited about our maths program. We're excited about all the results that came in, our IB, our IEB results. I could say so much, but I know you want to talk to our kids, and I'm going to pass them on to you. You know, if that's
well, before we chat to them, give us some of the broad headlines.
So 17% of our students received seven or more distinctions, so a full house. We got 100% university pass, and that's really the important one.
Absolutely.
You know, that every kid can get into university. 42% of our students received an A average and above. 83% received a B average and above, and 84% of our students received at least one distinction. And we had 11 of our students who made it either into the outstanding category or the commendable category, you know, on the IEB list, which places us in the top, you know, two or three schools in the IEB. And we are really, really excited about it.
That's incredible. But as you always say, Joseph, it's not about you. It's about your kids, and it's about the achievement. So let's chat to two students, Hannah Resnick and Kanan Reyes, who are joining us this morning.
So I'll put them both on. Very proud, two of our Jewish kids at Red Hill, and Kanan was our president this year of our student body. And he achieved amazing results. He's an amazing young man. So I'll put him on and you can have a chat to him.
Awesome. Kanan, a very good morning. And how are you feeling this morning?
Good morning to you too, Howard. I'd say mixed emotions. I think for a lot of the students, many will be happy and many will be disappointed too. I think me personally, I was happy with the majority of my results, but of course, a few of them not so happy, but I think that's the process of a trick.
It is, isn't it? Because
graduating
from you can't always predict it. You don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I guess that's what it's all about, is now looking at it and saying, well, hold on, is it enough to take the next steps in my life?
Yes. And for many of the students, I think that's the important part, seeing how much work you did put in and congratulating yourself for that. I can see that in my friendship group. Everyone's been very supportive, and you know, we notice where we can improve, and we're going to take those lessons into university and into the work life eventually.
So, Howard, just to come in there very quickly,
yes,
because by listening to Kanan, you would think that he really got a bad set of results. He got five distinctions, so I'm not quite sure why he's disappointed, but hey, one has to go through that process with high expectations.
Right, exactly.
And what he needs to do. So but I just wanted to put the record.
I suspected as much, by the way. Yeah. So Kanan, what's next for you?
So my plan is to go into business science at UCT.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure of my specialization as of yet.
Right.
Growing up in a household where I'm very exposed to business,
right,
and psychology from my father and my mother, it will probably be a mixture of those two in what I've just.
Well, I can hear how you speak. I can hear about your introspection, your sensitivity towards others around you, your awareness of your environment and yourself within that. That without even knowing, I could have told you that. Tell me what Red Hill. What you gained from Red Hill over your high school career that you're going to take with you?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest aspects of coming to the school is the support that every student receives. I noticed that from the very beginning, as soon as I arrived,
right,
at the end of grade six. But I found the teachers were extremely supportive, and especially coming from a leadership position in the school where I got closer to a lot of the executive teachers and a lot of the support, I could see how involved each and every teacher was and how much they really did care for the students. And I really did notice that myself.
Right.
If I were to go up to the teacher and say, "Hi, sir. Hi, ma'am. I really need help in this section. You know, is it possible to arrange an extra lesson so we can just go through it?" Yes, of course. When can I help? Let's organize a lesson.
So it's collaborative. It's collaborative that you're all on.
And the teachers really, really, really do care. And you feel it. You feel it for sure.
So good luck to you and well done to you. I have no doubt that we're going to see great things. Hannah Resnick, is Hannah with you in there as well?
Yeah. So Hannah's one of our IB students.
Ah, okay.
Also an amazing, amazing young lady who scored really, really well in English and is doing amazing there, but she'll tell you about it.
Well, Hannah, good morning to you and well done to you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. We got our results a couple of weeks ago, so I had time to let it settle a bit,
right,
which is nice. I think if I was up last night stressing, I would not be in a good state.
In a great space, absolutely. And what made you choose? What made you choose that route rather than the IEB?
I think, you know, there's a big focus on, you know, the student has to take a lot of initiative for their own work. There's a lot of independent work and independent research. And, you know, this focus on international mindedness and sort of an awareness of a sort of global community, which I think is really important. And it's really, there's a huge, you know, focus on different cultures and respect for different cultures. And I think, yeah, in terms of the research element of it, I think the skills I've learned in terms of essay writing and research projects is really prepared me well for any university.
That's fantastic. So what are your plans?
I'm going to study English literature. I plan to go to the UK, but I'm currently starting off online from the UK.
Absolutely fantastic. What a wonderful, wonderful journey, Hannah. All the best to you. It is 7:30 and well done, Joseph Gerassi. Well done to you and Red Hill. Just incredible. And I love how real and down to earth, the relatable the students are about their results, about their futures, about some of the challenges along the way. Absolutely fantastic. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.